Over the past few years, mimes had started moving into Center City Clown Town, renting apartments, restoring brownstones. Now they were a familiar sight every weekday morning, going off to their jobs wearing the tight jumpsuits of their class, striped jerseys, a white oval on the front of their faces, their hats decorated with a flower or a butterfly on a wire, and all of them, all relentlessly walking against some wind that only they could feel. A lot of clowns resented the mimes, claiming they were standoffish and wouldn't give you the time of day. Bozo knew that wasn't true. Mimes were kind, gentle folk, quick at the slightest encouragement with the big smile and the gift of an imaginary flower. Boy, Wacko really got a charge out of watching those mimes go through their paces, like sitting on barstools that weren't there or leaning on empty air like it was the most natural thing in the world, said the waitress. Afterward, he went around the corner to his place. He didn't try anything funny. We just had coffee, and he showed me pictures of his kids. Where was this? Demanded Bozo. Corner of Pantaloon and Rigoletto, she said. But don't waste your time. That was a couple of months ago. He said he was moving. He said the owner of his apartment building wanted to renovate and rent the place out for big bucks to the mimes. Hey, maybe he left his landlord a forwarding address. She thought for a moment and said, The only other guy I ever saw with Bunko was this big-jawed, big-chested clown in a red bowler and a tight orange suit. Bozo drummed four fingers against his white cheek. A tough-looking customer with a skull and crossbones on his left hand, he asked. When she nodded, he had his clown. The only trouble was Muggo had been in jail for the last 10 days on the charge of mime-bashing. But he had friends. Muggo could have arranged to have Bunko killed from there. Mime-bashing was the crime of the moment among trendy clown criminals, a shameful business made all the more so by the victims' peaceful natures. Where clowns were incapable of harming another directly, mimes couldn't knowingly do harm to anyone, period, except, of course, to themselves. Unfortunately, a bad clown element had gotten wise to this. They would prowl the streets at night with their noses in their pockets so they couldn't later be identified in a police lineup. If they ran across a mime, they'd take a swing at him, being careful to miss by a good 6 inches. But mimes, being what they were, they had to snap their heads around as though struck, or hurl themselves backward into the nearest wall, or down a flight of steps. Last month, Muggo and a bunch of his friends had set upon 4 mimes, throwing punches at them until the mimes knocked themselves unconscious. Then the clowns had stripped them and left them naked and bloody in the street. Fortunately, 2 of the victims had been able to identify Muggo by his tattoo. Could Muggo be the murderer? Why would he want to kill Bunko? Hey, said the waitress, looking down at Bozo's empty plate. It's fresh. How about a nice slice of custard pie?